I'm going to ask one more question of our guest, Bob Lazar, non-UFO related. Then we will take our break, get that out of the way, and bring on our other guests, Gene Huff and John Lear. Bob, the last time we had you on, it was not that long after you had an encounter with the government there in New Mexico about something you were selling online. And the reason it became national news is because this particular element was used apparently to kill a Russian spy. And so national news networks start asking questions about the element. I think it's polonium. And lo and behold, they find this guy in New Mexico who's selling it, right?
Yeah. They, I guess, not knowing very much about polonium-210, which was the isotope that was used, they went and Googled it. And if you, I don't know if it's still the case, but I bet it is. If you Google polonium-210, United Nuclear comes up and probably our sales page with it right on there. We sell a wide variety of radioactive isotopes, polonium-210 being one of them, and not knowing much about it. So they pretty much just came to us and said, what's the deal, and how could you possibly be selling this? And we're really flipping out over the whole concept. But it as it turns out, the quantities that we sell and are permitted to sell are so small, you'd have to spend $30,000 or $40,000 and take a year of your time trying to mine the little invisible specks of the isotope out of the plastic disc that they're in, and collect them all. And you couldn't even buy that quantity from us, nor could you physically remove the material to poison somebody with. So what they were concerned about was pretty much impossible, and it's legal to sell the material. It just is one of those things that sounds scarier than it is.
But I can see somebody saying, why the heck is this guy selling polonium in any quantity along with all the other potentially dangerous stuff that you sell?
Well, everything's potentially dangerous. I mean, if you go to a grocery store, everything from Drano to Clorox is potentially fatal if ingested. But science, chemistry, even physics, all have materials associated with